When Ukrainian protesters forced out the country's president 1 year ago, Ground Zero was the central square in Kiev, known as Maidan. The country has gone through rough times since then, and there's still no resolution to the fighting in eastern Ukraine between the army and the separatists supported by Russia. But over the weekend, thousands of civilians returned to the square to mark the anniversary and once again speak their minds. NPR's Corey Flintoff has this audio postcard from Kiev.
People visit the Maidan at all hours. Some leave flowers and light candles at makeshift memorials for protesters who died here last year. Some come to lodge new protests and calls for help in a country that's beset by war and close to financial collapse. On this day, folk singers draw several hundred people around the foot of the monument to Ukrainian independence. The square is lined with recruiting posters for the Ukrainian army and festooned with rows of blue and yellow Ukrainian flags strung together. It might be a festive atmosphere, except that many people are here to voice anxieties and discontents. This is Diana Katienko.
We really not agree with some actions our president and our prime minister do. So, and we really ask them to change their politics because they're wrong with lots of action, actually.
Katienko is here with her mother and godmother. They say they were here a year ago during the clashes when more than 100 people were killed. They think President Poroshenko has compromised too much in his negotiations with Russia over the war in eastern Ukraine. Judging from the signs people carry, many of them want different things: jobs, protection for their savings. A few are even promoting their own new designs for Ukraine's flag. But most of them join in when the national anthem is played. Somehow, all the different messages blend together for a few minutes, the voices of people who are just stopping by and those who look as if they can't bring themselves to leave.
Майдан живий!
Майдан живий!
The chant is, Майдан lives, Майдан lives. And that's one thing on which people here seem absolutely determined. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.